KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. First round high school football playoffs completed last night, and here's a look at the games, especially those who are around our area. An eight-man football game heard here on KJAN last night. It was Exira EHK defeating Lennox 56-20. Drew Peppers, the quarterback, scored five touchdowns, helping to lead a powerful ground attack as Exira EHK advances to the second round. Also advancing, Adair Casey, Clayton Plowman had five TDs last night, leading the Bombers to a 70-35 win over Wayne. In other games locally, Glidden Ralston defeated Cam 62-8. It was Coon Rapids Bayard knocking off Fremont Mills 45-34, while Sydney defeated Woodbine 42-28. In other eight-man games, Clarksville beat Key 61-16, Colonesco over Melcher Dallas 58-42, Don Bosco beat West Central 58-26, Harris Lake Park a 14-6 winner over North Iowa, HLV topping Lamoni 60-26, Lorenz Marathon over Remsen Union 20-14, MMC beat West Bend Mallard 49-6, Murray over Twin Cedars 62-19, Newell Fonda topping River Valley 45-12, Preston beat Riceville 57-44, and it was Springville over Janesville 76-22. In Class A football last night, AHST pulling off a 25-8 road victory over Madrid. It was Griswold shutting down Woodward Academy 46-0. Logan Magnolia defeats Audubon 41-13. Woodward Granger downing Underwood 38-7. Also, Akron Westfield beat Prairie Valley 19-7. BGM over Highland 24-17. Gladbrook Rhinebeck over North Butler 17-6. Hinton beat Newman Catholic 40-20. Lisbon shut out Pekin 14-0. Linville Sully over Waco 28-8. Montezuma beat Lone Tree 35-21. It was North Tama over Turkey Valley 43-14. Starmont defeating Belle Plaine 51-14. Wapsie Valley outscores Iowa Valley 69-24. West Hancock over Woodbury Central 36-20. And West Lyon beat Bishop Garrigan Catholic 41-19. In Class 1A football action last night, it was IKM Manning defeating HMS 18-7 to advance. Ogden defeats Tri-Center 43-34. Cody Good, a 32-carry, 251-yard, 5-touchdown night for Ogden, as those two teams combined for nearly 1,000 yards of offense. St. Albert beat Pella Christian 42-7 last night. The Falcons ran up 436 rushing yards in that game. Van Meter shut out Panorama 28-0. Mount Air over West Central Valley of Stewart 28-7. Also, it was Applington Parkersburg beating St. Ansgar 50-21. Dyke New Hartford over Denver 45-23. Emmitsburg shut down Ridgeview 41-0. Maquoketa Valley over Sigourney Keota 21-14. Iowa City Regina beat Tipton 42-7. South O'Brien 34-12 winners over Northwest Webster. South Winnesheek beat Hudson 38-31. St. Edmund over Western Christian 41-7. Sumner Fredericksburg topping Nashua Plainfield 15-14. West Branch blanking Clayton Ridge 33-0. And Wilton beat Alburnett 50-16. In Class 2A football playoff action last night, Kemper Catholic, a 42-6 winner over Gilbert. West Marshall spoiled Red Oaks playoff debut 48-6. Nevada beat Otibolt Arthur BCIG 34-30. North Polk, a winner over Greene County 44-7. Also, Dyersville Beckman beat Osage 33-13. Bondurant Farrar over Louisa Muscatine 34-28. Boyd and Hull Rock Valley beat Clarion Goldfield 42-14. It was Garner Hayfield over Central Lyon 30-6. Mediapolis beat Davis County 56-0. Mid Prairie over PCM 24-7. New Hampton beat Cascade 35-22. Sheldon over Forest City in overtime 15-14. Spirit Lake beat MOC Floyd Valley 24-0. Union Big over Mount Vernon 63-20, Waukon over Center Point Urbana 35-0, and West Liberty outscored Albia 42-37. In Class 3A first-round football last night, this day was Harlan making the mistakes as Carroll defeated the Cyclones 28-7. Harlan four turnovers in the contest as Carroll jumped out to a 28-0 lead. That snaps Harlan's string of 32 straight first-round playoff victories. Also, Lewis Central got two touchdown passes from Austin Simmons to Luke Harrison. And Harrison also intercepted a pass in the end zone as time ran out to give Lewis Central a 21-14 win over Lamar's. It was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Creston 47-20. Also, Spencer beat up on ADM 48-19. In other 3A first-rounders, it was Central Clinton over West Delaware 24-21. Clear Lake beating Boone 35-0. Decorah 35-0 over Maquoketa. Grinnell 38-14 winners over Webster City. Humboldt Downs Newton 42-7. Marion over Western Dubuque 29-27. Pella beat Keokuk 38-14. Solon over Crestwood 24-7. South Tama over Waverly Shell Rock, 31-14. Washington beat Norwalk, 28-14. Williamsburg over Carlisle, 35-7. And Winterset, a 28-7 winner over Fairfield. Also, Class 4A first-round playoff action last night. It was West Des Moines Dowling Catholic over Abe Lincoln, 42-6. Ankeny beat Indianola, 51-7. Cedar Falls dumping Davenport Central, 22-0. Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 20-17 winners over Muscatine. Cedar Rapids Prairie beat Dubuque Senior, 31-28. Cedar Rapids Xavier over Iowa City High, 48-10. North Scott beat Bettendorf, 35-26. Iowa City West over Waterloo West, 41-13. Johnston in double overtime, a 58-55 winner over Urbandale. Marshalltown beat Des Moines East, 45-30. Pleasant Valley big over Burlington, 49-10. Sioux City East beat Ames, 39-38. It was Southeast Polk over Mason City, 61-7. Waterloo East beat Davenport Assumption, 33-14. Waukee big over Ottumwa, 55-0. And West Des Moines Valley, a winner over Fort Dodge, 56-13 in last night's first round playoff action. Now, among the second round games coming up on Monday night here in our region, in eight-man football, Exira EHK will be at home as they'll host Coon Rapids Bayard. Sydney at home against Glidden-Ralston. Adair Casey travels to Victor to play HLV, while Murray will host Colonesco. In Class A play on Monday night, it'll be Griswold on the road at Woodward Granger. Logan Magnolia hosting AHST. In Class 1A play Monday night, St. Albert at home. They'll face off against Van Meter. In 2A Monday, Kemper Catholic will host North Polk. And also in Class 3A play Monday night, it'll be Carroll on the road at Lewis Central. All those games kicking off at 7 o'clock on Monday night. Iowa quarterback James Vandenberg has had one of the most miserable senior seasons anyone could imagine, but it's not going to cost him his job. Coach Kirk Ferentz reiterated this week that Vandenberg is his starter for Saturday's game at Northwestern. Many wondered if Iowa might go in another direction after Vandenberg and the Hawkeyes were dismantled by Penn State 38-14, but Ferentz was adamant, as he's been all season, that Vandenberg will be his quarterback until his eligibility is up. By any measure, Vandenberg has been at the helm of one of the nation's worst passing attacks. Vandenberg, who threw 25 TD passes in 2011, has thrown just 3 in 7 games this season. That's the lowest number for every BCS-affiliated conference team in the country. Well, the NFL Players Association will file a motion in federal court in New Orleans trying to get former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue out of a position to hear the appeals of 4 football players suspended in the Saints bounty case. The Players Union wants Tagliabue to recuse himself because of a conflict of interest. Commissioner Roger Goodell removed himself from hearing this set of appeals and appointed Tagliabue last week. The players and their union say Tagliabue should be disqualified because of his employment by a law firm which has handled bounty-related matters for the league and represented Goodell and Jonathan Vilma's defamation lawsuit against him. Those hearings are scheduled for next Tuesday. In other NFL news, Chiefs running back Peyton Hillis was back at practice on Wednesday and could play this weekend against Oakland. It'd be his first since game in week three. Hillis sprained his right ankle in the Chiefs' win over New Orleans September 23rd, and the bye week helped him get back on the practice field. Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel says he wasn't sure whether Hillis will play against the Raiders until he saw him practice in pads, but Hillis says he thinks he will be ready to go. Also, the NFL says officials will be using pink penalty flags for Sunday's Dolphins-Jets game after an 11-year-old wrote Commissioner Roger Goodell with that suggestion. Some of the officials are already using pink whistles, while players and coaches are wearing pink shoes, wristbands, and caps, among other things. The league has invited Marlboro, New Jersey fifth grader Dante Cano and his family to MetLife Stadium to present the penalty flags to the officials before kickoff for that game. Well, Pablo Sandoval sure picked a great time to become the first San Francisco Giant to homer 3 times at AT&T Park. Sandoval's 3 round trippers powered the Giants to an 8-3 pounding of the Tigers in Game 1 of the World Series in San Francisco last night. He put the Giants up with a solo shot in the first, added a 2-run blast in the third, and crushed another solo homer in the fifth. Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, and Albert Pujols are the only other players to homer 3 times in a World Series game. Sandoval is the first to do it in his first 3 at-bats of a World Series opener. The only other player to homer 3 times at AT&T Park was Dodgers shortstop Kevin Elster, who did it in the first ever game at the stadium more than 12 years ago. 2 of Sandoval's 3 homers came off Justin Verlander, who entered the game with a 3-0 record and a .74 earned run average this postseason. The Giants tagged Verlander for 5 runs and 6 hits in 4 innings. NLCS Most Valuable Player Marco Scudero continued his hot hitting, going 2-for-4 with 2 knocked in and 2 runs scored. He's hit safely in 11 straight games since the National League Division Series and has collected at least 2 hits in 7 of his last 8 games. The Giants also showcased some strong pitching by Barry Zito and Tim Lincecum. Zito blanked the Tigers over the first 5 innings and allowed only a run and 6 hits before leaving with 2 out in the 6th. He received help from left fielder Gregor Blanco, who made 2 diving catches. Zito also chipped in with an RBI single. Lincecum struck out 5 while retiring all 7 hitters he faced before the Giants needed 3 relievers to get the final 3 outs. The Tigers' scoring came on Miguel Cabrera's RBI single in the 6th inning and Johnny Peralta's 2-run homer in the 9th. Now the series continues tonight in San Francisco, where Madison Bumgarner will start for the Giants against Doug Fister for the Tigers. And regional volleyball continues tonight. Class 3A regional semifinals include ADM hosting I-35 and Red Oak at home against Clarinda. In 4A regional semis tonight, Dallas Center Grimes is home to Winterset. Harlan will host Perry. At Ida Grove tonight, Carroll will face Bishop Heelan Catholic, and Lewis Central is home against Glenwood. Also in Class 5A regional semis tonight, it'll be Abraham Lincoln at home in Council Bluffs. They'll face off against Waukee. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.